And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batsman. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TIP TV. Just as well, probably I'm not the Commander in US of A at the moment. Let's talk to Mr. Zach Meir, Technical Analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe, a broadcaster extraordinaire. Morning to you, young Zach. Obviously, markets see a red this morning on the US situation. What are your thoughts being from the older generation?
I think that it was going to happen anyway with the shenanigans in the bond market and also just the run-up to the Fed meeting. So there's a vacuum there and also...
An excuse for a sell-off or...?
I think there was an excuse for a sell-off. Also, it was so phony over the summer. You had micro ranges in indices. It was absolutely dead. It had to really change, you know, from the market as much as I do. You can't have just a sideways market when everybody's... backed, ready to play on the indices and everything else. So really, it had to happen. Just a matter of whether this is a two-day wonder or the end of quite a big move.
Understood. Anybody new to the market, September historically is a very bad month in terms of returns on capital employed, so you might want to do your own investigations on that. Right, let's kick off with a few slides. Most popular in business and finance this morning, Primark owner plunges to a great British pound, 200 million pension deficit, according to the FT. UK growth expectations downgraded after Brexit. I'm not quite sure what I believe in this day and age, but the BCC has released its first economic forecast since the referendum and has downgraded its expectations for the country's GDP growth over the next 3 years, according to Sky sources. Let's move on to Mike Ingram. He's the market strategist, BGC Partners. Overnight, Asian markets continue Friday's global rout. Not sure it's a rout yet, but there you go. Obviously, in Europe, markets are in the red. Oil extends decline on continued rise in the US rig counts, and speculative longs are pared. Bank of America Merrill Lynch warns that investors are complacent of the prospects of a Trump presidency, with Clinton's lead in 13 key battleground states now down to just 1%. FT reports that some large investors in Lloyds are urging the bank to strengthen its CEO succession plan. Yes. Zach, any thoughts on that one?
I don't want to talk about Antonio this morning.
Understood. And finally, the Fed governor to talk on the US economy in Chicago. Is this one last warning that the market still underestimates the chance of a September rate hike? Let's move on to the Investors Chronicle, courtesy of the trader Nicole Elliott. Her commentary, the trade setup, this is for short-term traders. The DAX 30 looking to sell on a daily, maybe weekly close below 10,400. For the non-technical people, Nicole tends to look at the longer term, but she looks for a signal on the close in terms of below a key level. FTSE 100, small new short at 66.95. Stops above 69.55, targets the downside 6,200. That's a level we haven't heard from the bears for a while. S&P 500 took profits on Friday's new short position this morning at 21.15 because it moved so quickly, now looking to resell. And finally, gold, small short at 13.49, stops at 30.55. First target, 13.10. So clearly, from a technical perspective, the charts
Everything
are turning.
Thrown up in the air over the last couple of days.
Understood. Right, let's move on to a curated story. Zach's Trader Cafe, technical analyst, host of TIP TV. Clinton cancels California trip after pneumonia diagnosis. Basically, the Washington Post said that for 4 years and be discreet about her medical history, and discretion made it difficult for voters to assess her complete health picture. Both Clinton and Trump, who are 68 and 70, need to reveal more about their health, which again, this is, well, they're quite old, aren't they?
They are old, obviously these days it's not regarded as being as old as Reagan was regarded in 1980,
but
I think it's a mess. It wasn't handled well. So their first Clinton's aide said that she was overheated, whereas it would have been better to say, she's actually got
just a bit poorly. So in terms of, should they release medical records?
I think they've got to in this situation. They've upped the ante on all the data, the tax and everything else. So that goes with it, and especially at their age and how bitter and twisted this campaign is. Every bit of information is wanted, isn't it?
But would you change your vote potentially if you knew something on the medical records?
Well, that's the problem. I think today's fall in the market is based as much on Clinton falling over or having pneumonia or anything else. And she could be out for weeks with that. Also, we don't know how bad she's got it. So pneumonia can kill you. This could be...
Well, they said she was on antibiotics and...
Basically, she shouldn't have been there at the 9/11 memorial, but obviously it wouldn't have looked good if she hadn't been there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the second piece of that. There is delight for Trump supporters, not because of Hillary Clinton's ill health, but her fall. In general, politicians falling and politicians winning do not go together. In the US, it was Bob Dole and General Ford who were beaten by gravity. Is that, yeah. Okay, let's look at some economic sentiment. Economic calendar today. We've got the Fed speaking. Is that important?
I think what is important is this bit-by-bit Fed speak that we're getting. I mean, really, in the old days, it was all about Greenspan, it was all about Volcker, it was all about Bernanke. And now you've got this bit-by-bit stuff, which is just a disaster. I mean, it should be Yellen just saying, we're going to do it, we're not going to do it. Having 15 people or whatever, coming, every few days coming through, it's a joke. I mean, it's like a multi-headed monster. It's no guidance, it really is making a mess of the whole policy here.
Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. Sentiment, summary of open positions held by the and the clients. Quick summary, please, Zach.
80% plus is about as bullish as they've ever been on silver, which, given the current landscape and politics and elsewhere, is probably about right. We'll probably have another bomb from Korea, North Korea, going off any time soon, or a test bomb going off. And also got gold there close behind silver. Interesting that the punters are still going for dollar yen, which is a brave call. Back onto 50-50 basically on cable, which is interesting, but cable's just in the middle of the range now, so almost like a non-trade situation there. And short of the euro and short of euro sterling, well, I think short of the euro doesn't really look that healthy at the moment.
Understood. Okay, so let's go to a trade of the day, courtesy of one of the Tip TV team. On the technicals, the euro, Great British Pound, suggesting a bearish divergence, the bearish MACD on the weekly chart, and that looks a little bit toppy. So the idea, technically speaking, sell around 84.75, downside objective 83.34, 82.50, stops above 85.50. Reasonable trade, Zach?
I think that looks fair. It obviously goes in line with the Oanda clients. Weekly chart, I can see it on the daily chart. I suppose it actually looks rather more bullish than anything else. But as with any technical trade recommendations, you put your trade on, you have your stop losses in, and you let the market
see what happens. Okay, so let's have a quick summary of the trade of the week, the weekly update. Again, that's for your pursual. Again, a mixed bunch there. Profits, stop losses, minor drop, no P and L. Right, let's move on to the most interesting chart I've seen this morning, the VIX, the Friday spike. As if, how many times have we done this in the last 2 years?
Possibly the main thing, maybe the only thing we ever agree on to buy the VIX, between 10 and 12, somewhere around there. And there was some analysis done a week or two ago saying sell the VIX at 10 or 11.
On the point and figure charts, and
luckily I don't use those, but we disagree totally. It seemed to be a no-brainer around 12, so it's also proved to be the case today, so looking very strong again.
Okay, so let's take a look now at the Dow Jones Global Index, the bull bias, courtesy of Colin Tweeks and the incredible charts. Dow Jones Global Index expected... respect to the new support level at 316/320, confirming another advance. The upside target there remains at 340. That'd be interesting. Let's move on to the S&P 500. All we need is patience, reads the headline. S&P 500 continues to consolidate below 2200 with a rounding top formation, which again, textbooks, JJ Murphy would suggest is a topping formation. A short downward leg would complete an inverted scallop. Never heard of that one. Like an inverted fishing hook, a strong continuation pattern in bull markets. I love all these new terms. Respective support at 2100, 2130 would complete the pattern. So if the bears are going to grizzle, okay, potential support comes in. The buyers will come in 2100, 2130 according to Colin Twigg's analysis. Right, let's move on to the DAX 30. Buying pressure is the headline. Germany's DAX respected sport at 10,500, a round number confirming the primary uptrend. And that goes back to Dow theory, the primary uptrend. The latest Twigg's money flow trough high above zero indicates strong buying pressure. Like that, Zach?
Well, it's currently around 10,360, so it depends, really. I think the whole issue now, we've had the falls Thursday, Friday, and today so far. We really need to see Wall Street come in and buy up this market, because otherwise it really is a bit of, let's say, a bull trap over the last couple of months.
Understood. And let's wrap up with the last slide, which is the broker recommendations for UK stocks, courtesy of brokerforecast.com. Zach, you've chosen Rightmove, Auto Trader Group, and moneysupermarket.com. Just a couple of lines on each of these,
really,
please.
All these stocks have one thing in common. They're all online giants. They've got first mover advantage in their respective areas, and the brands there look, I mean, I think if you're worried about the stock market as a whole, this seems to be one of the safest areas. Even Boohoo.com, the online retailer, is beating the normal retailers.
But you go down the high street now, and the high street continues to be decimated and only getting worse.
Yes, it's the model is just, how can you compete if you've got employees and you're paying business rates and everything else versus somebody who's just got a warehouse and a website? It's just not going to happen, is it?
Understood. Right, let's wrap up this segment. Let's have a final comment.
Final comment is the FTSE were down 106 at the moment, 66.70, and only two stocks up today so far. Astra up 12 pence and Shire up 2 pence. Everything else is down. You can do the math.
Now just a headline here. Long duration yields rise across the globe on signs of central bank exhaustion. Is fiscal stimulus on the cards? Will a stock market fall precede major fiscal stimulus efforts? That's a really good question.
The other thing is, it's this typical thing. Just when the Fed gets close to raising rates, there's a market tantrum. They say we can't raise rates because the stock market is too weak at the moment.
Zach, thank you for that. Right, let's take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back to a very short video we did with Mr. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management for Linear Investment, before the show. Then we're going to welcome Mr. Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research for Ascendo Markets. He's going to be covering the FTSE, oil, copper, and aluminium. We'll be straight back. Thank you.